Supreme by Sarah Pearl was created through my journey of learning and becoming my truest, most authentic self. The journey touched every area of my life, health, spiritual, and mental. What I learned about myself is that I am a powerful being. I can create my own reality and shape my destiny. It is true for me, and it is also true for others. We all have the capacity to be and do whatever we are called to do. But in order for that to happen, we have to operate in our true essence, in our God selves. And so often, life beats us up to the point of doubting our abilities. I am here to remind you of the truth. We are capable of breaking generational curses and changing our family legacies. We can achieve the unthinkable because we are supreme. Follow me so we can go on this journey together. Hey everyone, welcome back. Supreme by Sarah Pearl. I could listen to this whole song, but we're not going to. Was on my playlist when I was in college. It was Fly and Make Me Proud by Nicki and Drake, and Beyonce, Flawless. Anyway, so basically when y'all get on here and y'all hear a song playing, it'll likely be OVO or YMCMB. It will likely be them because they absolutely helped me through some of the most defining periods of my life. So anyway, love that song. And we can definitely listen to more of it if you would like. But anyway, I do want to go ahead and dive into what we're going to talk about today because I am thrilled to get into it because it's a topic that I've worked through my entire adult life, okay? But before I dive into it, I know I have some new listeners here. So I posted a podcast last week, my introduction podcast. If you want to learn a bit about me and about what this is all about, what Supreme by Sarah Pearl is all about, please go back and listen to that introduction podcast. It tells you a lot about myself, about this podcast, even a little bit about the lifestyle or the Supreme Lifestyle ebook that I made that is free to you. It's a free resource, and it's just a free download. It's a PDF. So if you could just go back and listen to that and then jump back on this, that would be great, just so you know a little bit about me. But I am Sarah Pearl, your host for this podcast, and I am excited to talk a little bit today about your stressed zone and your stretched zone. Now, it is important for you all to realize the difference between the two of those, especially if you're going to take this journey towards your potential. It's going to be vital, okay? Because as you know, life is all about balance. And it's very rare that you'll achieve a perfect balance. It's constantly teetering and tottering from balance to imbalance, balance to imbalance. And so it's just important for you all to just realize the balance between these two things. And really, it's not a balance. You just want to make sure you're in the right zone. So I use a lot of workout analogies. I'm just going to go ahead and put that as a disclaimer. I am a fitness enthusiast. I love all things wellness. I studied exercise physiology in college and studied women's health and minority health in grad school. So forgive me if you're not a workout enthusiast or understand these analogies, but I sure hope that you will catch on. But when I go to the gym, I go with a purpose, right? I go with the intention to get stronger, to maintain my health, right, and maybe improve my health, right? And to do that, you have to challenge yourself, right? When I'm lifting weights, right, and I use resistance, I use a resistance that's not super easy, because I could sit there and do arm curls all day with no weight, no resistance, and guess what? I'm not going to get anywhere. My muscles are not going to grow, and I'm not going to be challenged. Now, I could add some resistance, and the more resistance I add, the more challenging it gets. The key point here is the amount of resistance you add is a key factor in my growth. If it's not enough resistance, I'm not going to grow. If it's too much resistance, I could have an injury, right? So the goal is to find your sweet spot, right, in lifting weights. You want to make sure you have the amount of resistance on the bar, on the arm curl, like on the dumbbells, whatever, in order to achieve the results that you want to achieve without injury, but yet still maintain that challenge that you receive the results or that you see the results that you want to see, right? So the stretched zone and the stressed zone. I'm going to talk about the stretched zone, okay? The stretched zone is very similar to the dumbbells. You lift in the right amount of weight in order to challenge yourself but not injure yourself, okay? The stressed zone is very similar to you doing too much weight to the point of injury, okay? So let me tell you a little bit about myself. So I have been an achiever. I'm not going to say overachiever, but I've definitely been an achiever my whole life. Anything that I get into is to win, to succeed, and to make a difference. Everything. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it was in ninth grade English class or if it was at the SEC championships in college. I was always there to make an impact, to win, right, and to excel at what I did, no matter what. But the challenge was that sometimes I would push myself too much to the point to where I was not functioning at my highest potential, mainly because I was overwhelmed. I was not operating in my true self, but operating out of the idea of who I'm supposed to be. So here's the thing. What I learned is that you have to be willing to understand, you have to be willing to know yourself enough to know when you're stressed or when you are stretched. Okay, and I hope you guys are hearing the difference there. Stressed with an S-S-E-D. I went to college, I did, and stretched as far as like stretching your muscles and things like that. So I hope you guys are understanding the different or what I'm saying there. So basically, guys, what I want to do is make sure you understand, like in this podcast, I want you to take away from this how to be able to decipher whether or not you're in your stretched or stretched zone. Okay. So one key thing, I'm looking at my notes now. How to know if you are in the stressed or stretched zone, okay? Now, your stress zone, it comes with a lot of anxiety. It comes with a lot of unhealthy behaviors, like you're not able to sleep, right? I don't want to say you're uncomfortable because discomfort is sometimes a good sign, but you're anxious, you're unable to sleep, you're not happy, like you're kind of just not, you're not sitting well with yourself, okay? Your relationships are not that great because there's an imbalance there. And you just feel like everything is forced, Like everything is forced. No matter what you try to do, everything is forced. I've been in a place like that, y'all. That's how I'm able to talk about this. I've been in a place where I literally had no idea if I was doing the right thing, but I kept doing it just because there was nothing else to do. Okay? So what I want you all to understand is that being in your stressed zone, it causes injury to your personal identity. You begin to get confused about who you are, who you're supposed to be, and what your potential is. Because in the stress zone, there's a lot of lack of confidence. Like you have no confidence. There's a lot of procrastination, right? I'm guilty. I'm talking to myself. And there's a lot of demotivation in that zone. Because you're realizing that the things that you think you're supposed to be doing, they're not fueling you like it's supposed to. Like for instance, when I started this podcast, I started planning this podcast several months before I actually launched it. And the things that I was doing to get it started, various things, it fueled me. It motivated me. With every step that I took, it motivated me to do more. Because it's something that I knew that I was being stretched, but not stressed. Now me being stretched, have you guys ever been in the gym and like maybe you did a tough workout the day before and now you're stretching because you're sore, right? And you ever heard someone say, "Oh, it hurts so good." It hurts so good. Yeah, that's the stretch zone. It's like it's challenging you, but it feels good at the same time. It's like, ah, but it feels so good. Like, ow, it hurts so good. Yeah, that's the stretch zone. And that's the zone that I was in when I was creating this podcast. It was, oh, I've never had to do any type of marketing. I've never had to do any type of script writing or anything like that. So it was stretching me, but in a good way. And it was motivating me. And so if you're not motivated by the things that you're currently doing, by the journey, then you may be stressed. You may be in the stress zone. And it's important for you to be able to realize that, okay? Now, in the stretched zone, let me tell you what you can expect in the stretch zone. Like I said, you will be motivated to continue to do the challenging things that you need to do to get it done. Obstacles are only obstacles that you are going to overcome when you're in your stretch zone. But when you're stressed out, obstacles become mountains that are insurmountable. It's so tough to climb. Okay, and I want you guys to understand that just because you are in your stressed zone, or I'm sorry, just because you are in your stressed zone currently, it doesn't mean that you can't find your stretched zone. It doesn't mean that you're doing something completely unreasonable and out of your wheelhouse. That's not it. If you go into the gym and you realize, oh man, like you do two reps and you're like, this is too much. Like I'm losing my form and yeah, this is just too much. You can drop down a few weights, right? And get that good workout in. So just because you're stressed right now, it doesn't mean that you can't go like find your stretched zone, right? And that's the goal. The goal is for you to find that sweet spot. The goal is for you to constantly be in this flow of challenge and overcoming the challenge and being motivated to tackle the next challenge. That's how you grow. If you're not being challenged right now, guys, I do want to say this. If you're not being challenged right now, then more than likely you're not growing towards who you can become. I say that with all due love and respect and from experience. My biggest fear is reaching plateauing in my abilities, plateauing in my success before I leave this earth. That is my biggest fear. I never just want to coast through life. That's never been my goal, ever. Like I said, I come to make an impact. I come to make a difference wherever I go. And if you're listening to this podcast, and that's probably true for you as well, in order for you not to plateau, in order for you to reach the goals that you have and to reach the potential that I know is in you, you have to be willing to identify whether you're stressed or stretched. All right. Now you can apply this principle to your career. You can apply it to your business or your aspiring business, you can apply this to your relationships. I'm just going to pause there. You can apply this to your relationships. Okay. I'm going to tell you guys a quick story, then I'm going to hop off. So for the past several years, me and Dez, my husband, we were like, you know, we were pursuing like a business opportunity, and we were doing everything that we knew to do to succeed in our business. Okay. Me and Dez, we've always been business minded people. When we first started dating, we started a personal training business while we were in college. And it was great. And so we've always been business minded. So with what we were doing, okay, we were doing everything that we really wanted or that we knew we needed to do. There was a key piece that was missing, which is why we kind of stepped away, which was the motivation aspect. The things that we were doing drained us. It drained us to the point to where we weren't able to have a relationship with each other that we wanted, with the people around us that we wanted. We were irritable. We had very low patience with ourselves, with others. And looking back at it, hindsight, we were operating out of our stressed zone. We were lifting too much weight. We were doing the wrong exercises with the wrong form, and it wasn't working, right? We were stressed, and some of you may be stressed right now, and I want to share that with you, because had we had someone in our life telling us about the stress zone, we would have identified it a lot sooner. So the goal, guys, is to find your stretched zone. You want to find that sweet spot where you are growing, right? If you're uncomfortable, here's the thing. A lot of people say, okay, well, if you're comfortable, then you're not growing. That's true. If you're comfortable, then you're probably not growing. You want to stretch yourself to the point to where it's like, okay, I'm not used to this, but I'm learning and growing from this, and it's challenging me to become a better person. Okay, a lot of people, they look at discomfort as a form of growth. Like, if it's discomfortable, am I saying that right? Discomfortable, uncomfortable. We'll say that, uncomfortable. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong. If you're uncomfortable, okay, then automatically you're growing. That's not necessarily true, because you got uncomfortable people that are living in conditions that are not high, like they're not living the life that they want to live. They're uncomfortable, but they're not growing. They're uncomfortable living paycheck to paycheck. They're uncomfortable going to the job every day. They're uncomfortable in a lot of situations, but at the same time, they're not growing because they're not doing anything about it. Okay. Being uncomfortable doesn't automatically qualify you as growing, okay? Being uncomfortable and overcoming challenge after challenge, and not just challenges that come to you, like you're just kind of like passively taking on challenges as they come because life is going to automatically throw challenges at you in the first place, but challenges that come with you pursuing something of a higher quality than what you're currently at. The challenges that come with like business growth, the challenges that come with personal growth, those things that you actively seek out, like that you actively seek out to do, the challenges that come with that shows that you're kind of growing, like you're trying to get to the next stage in life. But if you're uncomfortable, and you're uncomfortable because of because life is going to be life, and you're not pursuing anything beyond that, then you're not growing. You're actually doing the opposite. So anyway, I love you guys, and I just wanted to share that with you because it was something so key in my life that I began to understand. And when you guys conquer or understand rather the difference between being stretched and being stressed, you will grow as well. So what I want to do is make sure that you guys have some action steps, some homework that you can take in order to identify where you are. So I want you to ask yourself, One are the things that I'm doing getting me closer to where I want to go? That's one. Two, if it's getting me closer to where I want to go, is it draining my energy as I get there, or am I being reinvigorated as I take these steps? That's two. And what I want you to do is journal about this. Journal about whether, like, what you think you're, like, what state you're currently in, and get back with me. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. So, anyway, love you guys. Like, share, subscribe, and let me know what you think. And I love you, and I can't wait to talk to you guys again soon. Bye.